there. Welcome to Pickering Public Library's podcast, We Listen, featuring Alexandra, Brady, and Jess.
Have you ever listened to a podcast before? This is a podcast. A podcast is just something you hear. You don't need to look at a screen. You're just going to hear us talking, singing songs, reading stories, and telling jokes. You can even close your eyes while you're listening to a podcast if you want. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our episode on families. We're going to talk today about all sorts of different families. Family can be a lot of different configurations. It's the people you love and the people who are close to you.
So our first book today is going to be about a different type of family. We're going to talk about a penguin family. We are going to read Entango Makes Three, and this is by Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell, and it is illustrated by Henry Cole. We would like to say thank you to Simon and Schuster for allowing us to read the book to you today. In the middle of New York City, there is a great big park called Central Park. Children love to play there. It has a toy boat pond where they can sail their boats. It has a carousel to ride in the summer and an ice rink to skate on in the winter.
Best of all, it has its very own zoo. Every day, families of all kinds go to visit the animals that live there.
But children and their parents aren't the only families at the zoo. The animals make families of their own. There's red panda bear families with mothers and fathers and furry red panda bear cubs. There are monkey dads and monkey moms raising very noisy monkey babies. And there are toad families and toucan families and cotton top tamarin families too.
And in the penguin house, there are penguin families.
Every year at the very same time, the girl penguins start noticing the boy penguins, and the boy penguins start noticing the girls. When the right girl and the right boy find each other, they become a couple.
But two penguins in the penguin house were just a little bit different. One was named Roy, and the other was named Silo. Roy and Silo were both boys, but they did everything together.
They bowed to each other and walked together. They sang to each other and swam together. Wherever Roy went, Silo went too.
They didn't spend much time with the girl penguins, and the girl penguins didn't spend much time with them. Instead, Roy and Silo wound their necks around each other. Their keeper, Mr. Gramsay, noticed the two penguins and thought to himself, they must be in love.
Roy and Silo watched how the other penguins made a home. So they built a nest of stones for themselves. Every night, Roy and Silo slept there together, just like the other penguin couples.
And every morning, Roy and Silo woke up together. But one day, Roy and Silo saw that the other couples could do something they could not.
The mama penguin would lay an egg. She and the papa penguin would take turns keeping the egg warm until finally it would hatch. And then there would be a baby penguin.
But Roy and Silo had no egg to sit on and keep warm. They had no baby chick to feed and cuddle and love. Their nest was nice, but it was a little empty.
One day, Roy found something that looked like the other penguins were hatching, and he brought it to their nest. It was only a rock, but Silo carefully sat on it. And sat?
And sat. When Silo got sleepy, he slept. And when Silo was done sleeping and sitting, he swam and Roy sat. Day after day, Silo and Roy sat on the rock.
But nothing happened.
Then Mr. Gamze got an idea.
He found an egg that needed to be cared for, and he brought it to Roy and Silo's nest.
Roy and Silo knew just what to do. They moved the egg to the center of their nest. Every day, they turned it so each side stayed warm. Some days, Roy sat while Silo went for food. Other days, it was Silo's turn to take care of their egg.
They sat in the morning, and they sat at night. They sat through lunchtime and swim time and supper. They sat at the beginning of the month and they sat at the end of the month. And they sat all of the days in between.
Until one day, they heard a sound coming from inside their egg. Peep, 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 it said. Roy and Silo called back. Squawk, squawk, peep, peep, answered the egg.
Suddenly, a tiny hole appeared in the egg's shell. And then...
crack! Out came their very own baby. She had fuzzy white feathers and a funny black beak. We'll call her Tango, Mr. Gamze decided, because it takes two to make a tango.
Roy and Silo taught Tango how to sing for them when she was hungry, and they fed her food from their beaks. They snuggled her in their nest at night. Tango was the very first penguin in the zoo to have two daddies.
Soon, Tango grew strong enough to leave the nest. Roy and Silo took her for a swim, just like all the other penguin families. And all the children who came to the zoo could see Tango and her two fathers playing in the penguin house with the other penguins. Hooray, Roy! Hooray, Silo! Welcome, Tango! They all cheered.
At night, the three penguins returned to their nest. They were there snuggled together, and like all the other penguins in the penguin house, and all the other animals in the zoo, and all the families in the big city around them, they went to sleep. The end.
That's a really fun story, because it's true. It actually happened in New York.
I love this story. It just warms my heart to talk about different types of families because me and my partner have a family of four cats and one dog. So it's nice to see other families that are similar.
But how many penguins?
None yet.
Fingers crossed.
Let's play a game. Try to guess what family member I might be. Because everyone's families are different, there are no wrong answers. Clue number one, I'm related to you, but I'm not a sibling. Clue number two, my parent and your parent are siblings. Clue number three, there are different types. You could be a first, second, third, or removed. If you guessed a cousin, that's who I was thinking of. You might call them by something different, though. Great guessing.
I like jokes. Alex, do you like jokes?
I love jokes.
Oh, let's head on over to the joke corner and hear one.
Sounds good.
Jess, when does a joke turn into a dad joke?
I don't know.
When it becomes apparent. Eh? Apparent?
Alexandra, what did the mummy tomato say to the baby tomato?
I don't know. What?
Come on, catch up.
Hey, Brady, why are vampire families so close?
I don't know. Why?
Because blood is thicker than water. Next up, we have a song. This one's called Old MacDonald Had a Farm. You might know this one. I like to sing this with my family, and you might enjoy singing it with your family, too. You can see if your family members can try and make some of the animal noises in this song. Sing along with us.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, clack here and a clack clack there. Here a clack, there a clack, everywhere a clack clack. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm there was a dog. E-I-E-I-O. With a woof woof here and a woof woof there. Here a woof, there a woof, everywhere a woof. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. With a moo moo here and an oink oink there. With a baa baa here and a quack quack there. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
That was amazing. Brady, what's your favorite animal noise to make?
Oh, you gotta go with the pig, because you really get that big old snort with your nose.
Not a cat?
Meow.
Meow.
The next thing we have is our second story of the day. And this story is called This Is Our Baby Born Today. And it's all about a baby elephant. So before we get started, we want to thank, of course, the author of the book, Varsha Bajaj, and we want to thank the illustrator, Eliza Wheeler. And we also want to thank the publisher for letting us read this, and that would be Penguin Young Readers Group.
This is the baby, wrinkled and gray. This is the baby, born today.
This is the mama, loving and proud, who birthed the baby. Born today.
These are the ants, caring and grand, who circle the baby born today.
This is the earth, fertile and firm, that supports the baby born today.
These are the sisters, sweet and eager, who cuddle the baby, born today.
This is the herd, united and strong, who trumpet the baby born today.
This is the lagoon, calm and waiting to bathe the baby born today.
These are the cousins, bright and ready, who muddy the baby born today.
This is the banyan, ancient and pure, that shades the baby born today.
These are the neighbors, swinging and loud, who call to the baby born today.
These are the friends, gorgeous and true, who dance for the baby born today.
These are the stars, sparkling and far, that bless this baby born today.
This is the moon, glowing and full, that smiles on the baby born today.
This is the baby, wrinkled and gray, who warms the hearts of the world today. Guys, I have a fact. Today my fact is about elephants. It goes perfectly with that book about a baby elephant. So elephant families have mothers and aunts and daughters, and only the female elephants live with the babies. The grown-up male elephants, they go off and live on their own groups in a different place. And the female elephants all help each other, and they'll babysit each other's babies so that everyone stays safe and nobody gets lonely. And I think elephants really show there's no wrong way to have a family.
I love that they help each other. That's so sweet. And now we're going to hear from a listener, Kaya. And Kaya is going to tell us all about her family and what they like to do in the summer and the winter.
Hi, my name is Kaya, and I'm going to be sharing some things I like to do with my family in the winter and in summer. So, in the winter, I like to go skating with my family. I also like to go sledding, and sometimes I get to go tubing with my family, and sometimes we all make snowmen. And in the summer, my family and I sometimes like to go swimming, and we go to like cottages, and sometimes in the summer we go outside. My brother and I play on our bikes, and basically that's what I do with my family in the winter and in summer.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Kaya. We really appreciate hearing from our listeners. And thank you so much to our publishers who let us read those books for you today. Thank you to Simon and Schuster and
Penguin Young Readers Group.
Thank you so much to Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell, illustrations by Henry Cole for And Tango Makes Three. And
Varsha Bajaj and the illustrator Eliza Wheeler from our book, This Is Our Baby Born Today.
You can hear a new episode from us in 2 weeks. Previous episodes are also available at pickeringlibrary.ca/podcasts or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our show. Music provided by Alexandra Frank and Zapsplat.com. Sound effects provided by Zapsplat.com. For more information, visit pickeringlibrary.ca/podcasts or email kids@pickeringlibrary.ca. Bye for now.